ago with Surfer's Move by Gene Gray and the Stingrays. Anyway, Danny's up next with Evan and Stephanie. My name is Alex, and as always, I gotta close out with the right tune. Anyway, the pleasure was mine. Take care.
I'm coming home, baby. I- 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get ready as you officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station, WMFM.
And you know what that means. It is another Thursday night in the city. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. It is the lounge. Danny is reporting for duty, and beginning of a new year, we have Stephanie.
Hey, Boston babies.
And my buddy Evan.
What's up, Danny?
Evan is hanging out in our studio today.
I know. Usually because of technology and electronics and this new age, I don't have to be here. I mean, it doesn't require me to be here and drive all the way in because I always want to be
you
here.
You always.
And that's no fun when you're not.
I know, and I appreciate when you guys let me come into the studio.
Best behavior
technology
tonight.
Technology is great.
Everybody's on their toes. The producers.
They are.
The jazz hands are going wild. Stephanie, we'll tell you about jazzhands.com later on, too.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Amazing thoughts in the car on the ride here, stuck in about an hour and a half of traffic. Thoughts that come out of Danny's brain. Yeah, jazz hands and coming to a screen near you, I should say. Hey, listen, we're opening up the studio lines. If you want to touch base with us, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you're local, it's 781-350-3264.
And I give good phone.
Yes.
And press one at the prompt.
And press one at the prompt, yes. I like this. All sophisticated.
Press my buttons.
Press her buttons in.
I'm pressing.
Up.
Press the buttons online, too, as well, on social media, Lounge Radio Show, and interact with us. Evan did a nice Facebook Live, the pre-show, and then got some behind the scenes of WMFO. So you want to check that out, and who knows? He has a selfie stick tonight, so... Goodness.
We might do another one.
We will probably do another one. So we're going to have so much fun. We're going to get into the music. We have the local report coming on after 9 o'clock. And Stephanie's vote. Holy crap. This one this week. Wow. Mm. It's going to top. It can't kick off
it's
the new year.
Sweet one,
it is.
Yeah.
And you're not going to want to miss that right at 9 o'clock. And we got lots of shenanigans. So you don't want to miss it. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. Boston.
Living for the night. WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge. Heard from the Gap Band, Burn Rubber, and
That's what was burning?
That's what was burning.
All right, just wanted to check.
That's what was burning.
All right.
Also heard from the Temptations, you better treat her like a lady or else you're going to be out the door. And D-Train with the famous hooks of Keep On.
Hey, Candy, do you know what the Gap and Gap Band stands for?
What does it stand for?
Well, they're from Oklahoma, as we know, and Greenwood is the area of Oklahoma they were from, and Asher and Pine was the intersection of the neighborhood, of the corner that they sang on.
Did you know this, Evan?
I now know it.
See?
More useless.
No, it's not useless.
Honestly, I learned the beginning of 2017 and right out the door. You gave in facts, and Charlie Wilson is actually set to go on a tour. He's actually going to break in the newest venue in Tulsa at the Paradise Cove at the River Spirit Casino Resort.
There you go. Evan might go to that one.
Mm. Might have to.
You might have to get down there.
As long as there's a poker room next to it.
Exactly. Oh,
come on. It's a casino resort. Obviously, you think there's going to be one there?
If there is, I'll be there.
You're going to be there on the 14th, and it's at 8 o'clock. So
Uncle
he's going to be set to perform there. How cool is that?
It's real cool. He's a really cool guy. Evan, we had him.
We've had him.
At a summer concert at the Hat Shell.
You had him?
I had him.
How was he at the Summer Hat Shell concert on the Hat Shell?
He was fantastic, and it was one of Disco Baby's first concert. We were there, and of course, we had our little backstage passes, and he put his arms right out to her, and he said, come to Uncle Charlie.
And she did.
And she went right to
him. Wow.
Yep,
my
new best
friend. My kid would go back to anybody. My kid went to anybody.
Wait, also, since it is about 50 degrees, which is alarming, I'm not complaining. I don't think anyone's complaining with the weather.
Not at all.
We have Mark Rosenthal from WeatherBlast.com. He's checking in this hour, and always cool to speak with him because he lays out the weather. There ain't no fluff in that. Weatherblast.com, you can check it out. He does videos every single morning. Such a cool dude, and I love his hair. I tell him every time I speak with him.
He's going to be so mad at me when he talks to me. Remember back in the day at ZOU, Steph, when we used to do almost the overnights? Mm-hmm. Mark Rosenthal would call from Channel 5 and record all of the weather breaks for the next day. I don't know how many times I used to hang up on him.
Yes, you did.
He would call in, and we'd start setting the board up, and pushing this button, pushing that disconnect button. Sorry, Mark. Hey, but we won't do that to you tonight.
I distinctly remember you doing that. Evan.
Oh, just once or twice.
And it's nice that you take credit for it.
Well, I'll take full credit.
You own it.
Yep. I own it.
You always do.
Oh, yeah. Full force, right?
And there's a surprise possibly coming on through the show. Evan won't tell us, Stephanie, who possibly may be calling in. I'm not sure. What? I'm not sure. He doesn't tell us anything, but...
I can't tell you anything.
He can't tell us, but there may be somebody...
It might just be, he just tells you that sometimes to keep you on your
toes. Yeah, I have to bust his chops. It wouldn't be me without definitely doing that.
If I don't keep him on his toes, the jazz hands don't go flying.
Exactly.
Well, they do!
Jazzhands.com.
It's all riled up and we're walking on eggshells.
That's going to be something that we're going to have to do. All right, getting back into the music. This is 91.5. WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Quiet. Stephanie's Vault. Coming up after 9 o'clock here on The Lounge, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
You're a part of America. There's a growing feeling of hysteria. Conditioned to respond to all the threats and the rhetorical speeches of the Soviets. Mr. Khrushchev said we will bury you. I don't subscribe to this point of view. It would be such an ignorant thing to do. If the Russians love their children too, how can I save my little boy from Oppenheimer's deadly toy? There isn't no monopoly of common sense on either side of the political fence. We share the same biology, regardless of ideology. Believe me when I say to you, I hope the Russians love their children.
If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge. Sting, Russians, and Peter Gabriel with Games Without Frontiers and New Year's Day with U2 and Joshua Tree Tour coming to Foxborough Stadium June 25th at 6:30 with the Lumineers.
How cool is that?
I looked at tickets. It is
super cool.
Absolutely ridiculous. Tickets were like almost $600.
Yeah, they were crazy expensive. You know, it's nuts.
They weren't much. I just saw them this past summer at the Garden, U2, but they didn't have Lumineers with them. And I had pretty decent seats. I did not pay $600.
No, but you're going to a Gillette. But you know who else is coming to town? Sting, since we played Russians. He's also coming to town at an incredible venue over at the House of Blues on March 8th. So that's definitely a show you don't want to miss. His 57th and 9th Street tour hits Boston that Wednesday. So
who's going to be at the House of Blues, rather, is George Clinton.
Yes.
George.
And that's February. I'm not quite sure the date. We'll get back.
Bow, wow,
with
wow.
The day,
UBA.
Bow, wow,
Shock
wow.
Month. If you Google the House of Blues, I'm sure you'll get the exact dates. And last I heard, they had only standing room tickets left.
That's
wonderful. it's fabulous. I can't wait
to
check.
We've got his jazz hands tied. That's why he's a little slower responding. Should we untie his hands?
Untie the hands so I can go into a break. We'll be right back. We have Mark Rosenthal checking in before 9 o'clock. Stick around. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 9:10.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Many of you cry. many of you died. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
It's what I live for.
What else is new?
91.5 WMFO.
Ready?
To get you to notice me too.
WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge. Donna Summer, this time I know it's for real. Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Also heard from the Tramps. Disco. That's it. Hey, hey.
Yeah, Lake Ray Jimmy Ellis on lead for them.
For real. All right, so going to go into line one. Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com. How you doing, Mark?
Good. How you doing?
Good. We have
What's happening?
Evan Myers is in studio, and say hello to Stephanie Cardoni.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
What's up, Mark?
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. So, Mark, I got a question for you. You remember about 20-some-odd years ago at a little radio station, 94.5 ZOU, you used to call in.
ZOU, of course.
Remember the days?
With Joe White and Karen Blake and all those good people.
And you would call in about midnight, and we'd record the weather breaks for the next day on Vinny's show.
That's right, Vinny's show.
Well, I bet them that you would totally remember how many times, we couldn't figure it out, but how many times did I actually hang up on you when you were trying to record? That was the question in the studio tonight.
That I don't know. Why would you hang up on me?
Never on purpose. Never on purpose. You know all those fangled buttons and stuff those days.
Oh, God. That seems like 100 years ago. That was like back in 1990, right? 1990, 91?
It was 1991. God, way back then, huh?
Yeah, that's a long time. Man, that's a long time ago.
We've been doing this way too long, huh?
You was a lot of fun. I used to have a lot of fun with Karen Blake. We had a lot of fun together, and she's great, and she's doing a great job. She's on the radio station on the Cape. She has a morning show.
Yeah, she does. Her and Ralphie are down there.
Marino.
Mm-hmm. Hanging out with our good buddy Jerry McKenna.
Yep. Oh, is that where Jerry McKenna went?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's funny, because he was out, he was in Worcester, right? He was at WXLO, I think.
He was for a while, yeah. You know, radio DJ, radio people never die. They just move on
just
and move over.
To different calls.
Different stations, right?
It's crazy. You know, I was thinking the other day, I've been on radio since 1975.
Wow.
It's a long time.
That sure is.
That is great.
Really, I think I'm older than history now, but I'm still kicking, so that's a good thing.
So I heard we set some records today, right, around the state? Is that true?
I haven't even looked, but I'm assuming we did. I think Boston probably hit 61 or 62.
What? Crazy.
And the normal high for this time of year is in the upper 30s. So it's been really crazy. And, of course, everybody who wants to ski around here is not too happy because we lost a lot of snow. And I'll tell you, the thaw is going to continue probably for the next week as I look into the weather crystal ball. It will get colder. Much colder weather is coming back tomorrow. It's going to start in the low 40s and then probably fall back to near freezing in Boston before dark. Very cold tomorrow night. It's going down to the mid-teens. So you wake up Saturday morning, it's probably about 17.
Ouch.
And then we cloud up Saturday. It's going to look like snow, but we miss a snowstorm off to our south. Just a chance of a few snow showers for the big game in Foxborough Saturday night. The Pats are gonna beat Houston. I'm ready for that. But it'll be cold, and then on Sunday it'll be sunny and cold in the 20s. But then we go the other way again by next week. It's probably about 40 Monday and Tuesday, and for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on, it's probably in the 50s again.
Wow, what a blast we're having.
Yeah, it's like my diet, a yo-yo, up and down. I mean, come on.
I know, but we haven't had a lot of snow. But what you don't want to do is to say, okay, if we can get through January, winter's done. Because there's been many years when we've had major league turnarounds, and February and March can be a real bear, that when the rubber band snaps the other way. If it does, watch out.
But we had that 2 years ago. March, it snowed the entire month.
Don't get there,
right?
Well, that was actually very late January. Yes, it did. 2 years ago, we had nothing until very late January. Then for six weeks,
I remember that.
108 inches of snow.
That was
crazy.
It was
unbelievable.
Does anybody remember?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
The April Fool's Day?
Yes.
I think it was like 97. Yielded like a foot and a half of snow.
And it all melted.
Boston got 2 feet of snow. Boston got 2 feet of snow in 12 hours.
It's crazy. Welcome to New England.
Hey, Mark, when are you doing the next forecast on weatherblast.com?
Well, I'll be updating that later on tonight, so check it out. We'll be talking about some more boring weather. No, there'll be a couple of things happening. I mean, you know, you become like the Maytag repairman when there's nothing going on. You're just sitting here twiddling your thumbs. But it'll come back. I think winter will definitely come back.
Where is all the warm weather actually coming from, Mark? Where is it coming up from?
It's coming up from the Gulf of Mexico and Florida around high pressure, which has been offshore, giving us a southwest wind. Okay. And so we're just really importing this air all the way up. Although earlier in the week, Florida was pretty cold, but they've warmed up, and, you know, the people there are in their 80s. So I should say the weather there is in the 80s. The people are having a lot of fun.
Just need those people to warm up as well, right?
Yeah, we need those people to warm up.
Mark Rosenthal, thank you so much, weatherblast.com. It's been a pleasure talking and taking a trip down memory lane. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Have a good night.
Talk to you, Stephanie.
All right.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Weatherblast.com. You can check out the forecast a little bit after 9 o'clock. Stephanie's Vault is going to be coming on. You don't want to miss it. Well, my mic just fell forward. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. DJ's playing our favorite groove. We stand to win the whole night through. And what do? When we're all dressed up and in the mood, we stand to what a stepper's groove. Where do we go soon as the weekend gets here? The club. Why? To party and have some fun. What is it that can come and take? Tell me,
music.
Of all the questions you have passed my test. Happy people,
yeah,
oh
yeah, yeah.
Keeps the world,
yeah, turning,
oh yeah,
turning.
I believe that happy people,
yeah,
oh
yeah, yeah.
Keeps us all,
yeah, dancing,
dancing,
dancing.
Whoa, happy people,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Keeps us,
yeah,
all. When a feeling has come over you,
oh,
you let go. And what?
Let it take control.
Ladies, what do you say when a gentleman asks you to dance? You
say yes,
and then
get on the dance floor.
Even when it seems we're going through some hard times, what do we do?
Keep smiling.
Take away all your stress, tell me.
Music.
Ooh. All the questions you have passed my test. Happy people.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Keep
yeah,
us
stepping.
Keep us stepping.
Stepping.
Happy people.
Happy people.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeps us
yeah, yeah,
moving.
Moving.
I just wanna get dressed and go out, yeah.
Get dressed.
WMFO Medford.